There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We've worked to address the concerns of members on both sides of the aisle, and we've accepted both substantive and procedural changes proposed by House Democrats. Now, this vote's about doing what's right for the country. It's about China out there writing the rules for the global economy, and if we stay on the sidelines, our allies will gravitate back towards China, away from us, and away from our workers. So we're doing our part to pass trade promotion authority, and I'm hopeful that our friends on the other side of the aisle will do theirs. If we work together, it'll be a big win for American jobs and American leadership.
Wow. Speaker of the House, John Boehner, what are you saying? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Boy, we're going to cover some interesting ground here, including if you work for the government. If you work for the government, you want to hear how your information was hacked into. So, my friends, you have been exposed. That's right. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Plus, the latest, greatest on arming the Kurds and dumping more troops into Iraq and Syria, but at what cost? Plus, we're going to talk to Janine Waddell, a professor from George Mason, who's written a wild book about elite power and the massive grab that you don't realize what's going on. And before you know it, poof, there it is in relationship to things like even FIFA and the Clinton Foundation nonsense that happened and a slew of other things we could point to that would fall into some of those categories. Somehow it slips through the cracks. I just don't get it. But this did not slip through the cracks, at least not yet. John Boehner pushing hard to fast-track that trade bill. The Prez wants it. But believe it or not, there are plenty of Republicans and actually lots of Democrats. Lots and lots and lots of Democrats who don't want to see it go through. Not crazy or convinced about the idea of retraining workers who would lose jobs. Because that's the upshot of it, is we cut through the bogusness of what the whole trade deal is about and how, in fact, at least the way I read it, would weaken us, if anything, very much like NAFTA and some of the problems we had with NAFTA, if you remember, from two decades ago. So now we got this other trade deal that's flying around out there with a big, giant push from the White House because they want to see it go through. But it's interesting. When your own teammates are not pushing it and you have to demand that they march up to the White House and have a closed-door meeting and you're trying to convince them, you're trying to spin them into it, and you're trying to cut deals, that's not a good thing. And we're not talking about, oh, yeah, there's a couple of Democrats that could really... We're talking about more than a couple of Democrats. We're talking about like everyone's bailing on this. So it's not looking great. It's not looking like it'll go through. So union-backed Democrats especially, I guess that's the best way to put it, are making that final push to kill the president's trade bill. What's really weird is what's going on with Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan at one time on the ticket with Mitt Romney, remember last time around, in that race for the White House on the Republican side, it's totally on board with the president in this trade bill. Totally. But I don't think it's going to happen because I really think, and this is why the White House was furious, I heard during the day. I mean, furious is the word I'm using, but they were not happy because they weren't getting the love from other Dems. The super Dems were not backing them up. And if you don't have that backup, how are you going to pass it through? And I think part of the reason is because of the fact that you don't have any guarantees about these jobs. Yeah, it'll create American jobs. It'll create American jobs and reduce American jobs. And then you have to do this retraining thing. But we go into the bleak area of, geez, I'm not really sure how we're going to pay for that retraining. So we have to have the retraining funding on the table, too. And, yeah, we're not crazy about that. Anytime you have to play Let's Find Some Money in D.C., especially now, it's like an appropriations Mad Hatter's game this time of year. Oh, that's when things get wacky, and that's when you see what we're seeing now with this trade situation. All right, speaking of wacky, so here's my two cents. Kill it. Don't fast-track it through. There's too many vague parts that are attached to this, and it's very reminiscent of NAFTA. Remember how great NAFTA was going to be? Did you think NAFTA was a good thing? If you did, you're totally on board with this. If you didn't, you're not on board with this. And by the way, you can weigh in, 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. If you work for the government, take a breath, pause for a second if you haven't heard this, because I'm going to tell you something that's going to shake you up. Hackers have your information. Oh, yeah. Hackers have personal information on, yes, every single government employee. Every single government employee. I repeat, every single government employee. So it doesn't matter who you work for. Harry Reid, a longtime senator from Nevada on his way out, even said on the floor that that December hack into the Office of Personnel Management info was carried out by the Chinese without specifics on whether he meant the Chinese government or individuals, by the way. Oh, big difference. And there were like eight, and he was one of them, briefed on this intelligence information. But nobody's blamed China publicly because, of course, they've denied involvement. But there was massive cyber espionage, and it was in China. It was in China. So all your information, all your personal information, they got it. They've got it. Absolutely. Not good. The Central Personnel Data File was the targeted database. And the hackers have all that information. Every retiree, up to 1 million at least. At least they've got that. And, you know, who knows? It's sensitive information, of course. Because think of the background checks of employees and contractors and who have certain clearances. They got it. It's terrible. So, of course, this whole cybersecurity bill that's been talked about in the Senate on Thursday, the Democrats blocked a Republican push to add the cybersecurity bill to a defense measure. That vote was 56-40, so four votes short of the number they needed. Because the Democrats are warning, hey, what about cyber spying after the, you know, with the government personnel files being ripped off? But the Dems voted against pushing ahead on it because they don't like tying bills together. And they're even saying that there might not be evidence that the information was taken, but let's just say there's skepticism. Skepticism gone wild among intelligence agency employees and contractors. They don't think that claim is true. So I'm going to go with the spooks. The people who spy, because they know much better than I do. I'm going to say that they're probably right on with their information. All right. Power grabbing. We're talking about it next.
Results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divine designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. William McDonald is in our virtual green room right now, and he joins us. Hey, how you doing, William?
Good. Thanks for having me tonight.
So was there kind of a, a hangover after the whole bomb scare yesterday in D.C.? First, you hear that it's happening, on the Hill, and then also the same thing for the White House. What was the deal on that? What did ultimately they come up with this next day?
So what happened was initially there was a bomb scare that was happening during the transportation committee hearing. And so that was evacuated, and it was not in the Capitol itself. It was in one of the congressional buildings that houses the offices. And then a short while later during the briefing, A threat was called in, and the entire White House Corps was evacuated out of the west side of the White House. And right now, there's been no substantial evidence that there was any actual threat. But, for sake of security, both the Capitol offices buildings area and the White House briefing room was evacuated. While the White House did confirm that the president was held in the Oval Office during all of this. So nothing has been confirmed of exactly what happened, but there was definitely, on live TV, an evacuation of the White House press briefing.
Yeah, I have to say it was really crazy when I saw that, and reporters were kept away for, what, a half an hour or something like that?
Yeah, it was about a half an hour. A colleague of mine, we switched back and forth between, covering the White House, and I was talking to him, and it's just one of those things when you live in D.C. I mean, we go on lockdown, we get evacuated quite often these days. It's almost, kind of... it's funny because my mom calls me. She goes, "What's going on? Are you okay?" I said, I'm fine. What's going on with you? So, you know, it almost becomes a bit of a kind of part of life for us.
Yeah. Yeah, a show almost. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Absolutely. All right, well, this is a show. This is a showdown. The president the other day, of course, as you know, wrapping things up in Germany, saying that there was no strategy when it came to defeating ISIS, and said that's because of the Iraqis and waiting on the Iraqis and their plans militarily and, you know, searching for this complete strategy to combat ISIS. So now we're being pulled deeper into this in sending some more troops over as far as training. I know that there was a lot of reverb in Washington on this. What were you hearing?
So what happened was while he was in Germany on the last day, on Monday, while he was, you know, getting ready to travel back to the U.S., he did say that, you know, basically, you know, more caused blame that the Iraqi forces were not fully trained or equipped or, you know, in kind of detracting any blame from the U.S. So to the next day, Tuesday, the new spokesman, John Kirby, Admiral John Kirby, who used to be the Pentagon spokesperson but now has moved to the state, went on kind of a morning show blitz, saying that the president meant that they were not adequately equipped because of the lack of advising and training that the U.S. has not supported for the Iraqis. So right now it was announced today that 450, quote, advisors and trainers will be sent to the ground and help the Iraqi forces kind of try to liberate certain parts of Iraq that have fallen to ISIS. So right now we see about 450. It's not boots on the ground per se. It's more under the advising and training capacity. And you can interpret that however you'd like.
Yeah, there you go. That's open for you, callers, 855-266-5283. How do you interpret that? All right, there's no, you don't have to worry about this interpretation here. How about the House Republicans proposing an $838 million cut to the IRS? I bet at the three dreaded letters, you know where I'm coming from on this one, I bet you they gasped when they heard that. The reduction would more than double the amount Congress cut for 2015. Do you think any way this goes through?
No, I don't think so. I mean, this cut of that proportion so drastically and so quickly is going to, I mean, the White House hasn't come out and said that any veto is going to come out of that or anything like that. But, I mean, to cut that much out of an IRS agency, that's pretty dramatic. And I think it's, you know, from people I talk to, you know, I spent the last few days on the Hill getting, I mean, it's been a very aggressive week just because of it's appropriation season, and you know, yeah. you really got to get aggressive and you got to confront the senators and the members of Congress. And this cut, this proposed cut, is just a negotiating starting point. I don't think that it is going to come out to be $838 million. That's giant. You know, I think it's kind of a way to play to a certain branch of the very right-wing part of the party, and they want to see that. It's kind of political theater at this point. Where it finally comes out, we shall see.
I like that, political theater. All right, speaking of political theater, although it doesn't take much to jolt a Democrat or a Republican on this. How about in during the one hearing, as you say, during the evacuation, talking about Homeland Security and talking about the fact that you have TSA workers, 70-some, who have ties to terrorism. So then the whole question becomes about vetting and how are they pulling in these people, and they had badge access. I would imagine
you're talking
certainly
about the White House.
Yes.
Yes, that was very that was big news when I woke up this morning. I was, you know, I get up very early and start looking at my phone, and I thought, okay, what is this? I mean, as a White House correspondent, I have a hard cap, which requires fingerprints. It took a 6-month background check for me to get this. And for me to wake up and see that there's, quote, several dozen that have been huddled in very quickly, and, you know, considering all the numerous security breaches at the White House, and that they have not been properly vetted, that's big news, you know. And so the director, Joseph Clancy, the Secret Service director, he had actually met with Representative Meadows, and I'm blanking on where exactly he's from, but he leaked it to the Washington Post that this was going on, and the Washington Post ran with it. And right now, the Secret Service director is saying that these people are being, that they've hired extra administration to begin vetting these people, and hopefully, you know, everything will work out accordingly, and that none of these red flags will pop up on these several dozen people that have been rushed in. But yeah, that definitely did happen.
Sure.
So that's
crazy.
Also, you know,
absolutely
just
crazy
thing. It's just another thing that you hear. And I was, you know, talking to fellow journalists and other politicians that it is unnerving when you have to have, when you as a journalist write about the Secret Service. I don't want to hear about the Secret Service. I don't want to, I want to know that they're there, but I don't want to be writing about them. But for the last year, we have been, and that causes a lot of concern.
Yeah, no kidding. It absolutely does. And what's the president supposed to say? Sometimes he's asked about it. What's he going to say? These are people sometimes that are very close to his detail.
Right. And also, you know, he does put the director in place. So for him to come out against the director basically weakens his position as a person who can faithfully put someone into a position. So it's a difficult position for the president because, you know, this he can't be looked at as failing to choose the wrong person. And over and over again, we're seeing way too many news items that deal with the Secret Service lapses. We're seeing too many security breaches or security concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. All right, William McDonald, always fun to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
It's best we share a side. I won't play with pushing and shoving. Something is only play. It just ain't a game. It's got another name. In the end, it's always the same. Bloodstained hands.
Healthy diet and exercise should be a part of any weight loss effort. A small shipping and handling fee may apply.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. How did I become so fat?
If you are a woman over 40 and you're having trouble losing extra weight, you may be eligible for our risk-free trial of Ambrin Complete by calling 1-800-210-4432. After 40, your body changes, and so should your weight loss strategy. Ambrin Complete is a unique combination of clinically tested formulas specifically for women over 40. Ambrin Complete helps you balance hormones, relieve hot flashes, night sweats, sleeplessness, promote energy levels, and yes, help you lose weight, including that stubborn fat. No crazy diets or exercise routines required. Just take Ambrin Complete for 90 days. It's that easy. So if you're a woman over 40 and you're tired of looking in the mirror and not liking what you see, call the Ambrin hotline today. But wait, call right now and we'll give you a 20-day supply of Ambrin free. Call 1-800-210-4432. That's 1-800-210-4432. Again, 1-800-210-4432.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
So what was in the news today? Politicians just have nothing to say. They cover up the dirty lies and hope that you go away. Don't waste your time on what is right.
Very excited about our next guest, because boy, do we not talk about this constantly here on America Tonight. Professor Janine Waddell joins us. She's written a book, and you're going to love this title, right? This is like describes the show, what we're talking about constantly. Unaccountable: How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. We've seen recently what happened with all this FIFA nonsense, and then the Clinton Foundation, what's going on there with, oh, yeah, we're getting money from some foreign, from people in foreign companies. And, of course, yes, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State. And there's much more than that. I mean, there's so many things that each night we could highlight on this. Thanks so much for coming on, Janine. We appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
So the book, it's really true. This could just totally highlight what we talk about constantly when we talk about politics, but just even kind of world affairs. And I should say, you're a professor at George Mason, and certainly this is what you teach. You're an anthropologist, and you're a professor at the School of Policy, Government, and International Affairs. Are we at the tipping point with these elite power brokers and seeing all this corruption around us and trying to find the clues as to where it all leads?
Well, it's certainly, this elite corruption certainly is endemic, and it seems to be practiced systemically by these elite power brokers who take on this mishmash of roles in government, business, nonprofits, and media organizations. And the essence of this new corruption is unaccountability, and people around the world, including in this country, have been sensing that something has changed and that something is amiss. And I think that is certainly one reason that we see so much loss in trust in formal institutions, whether it's Congress or the government in general or big banks or the media, people have started quite expressively to show that they are less satisfied than they used to be with formal institutions. And you mentioned the Clinton Foundation. Well, what's new about this new corruption? One key thing is that it's much more difficult to call out, to put your finger on, than is corruption that we're used to hearing about in the media. So we can understand FIFA, we can understand the details of that case pretty easily. There's a human face to it. We see the workers who have been disadvantaged, some of them killed in the process of trying to build these huge super stadiums and so on. We see on TV the arrests of these FIFA officials in a five-star Swiss hotel. We can relate to this. We can put a face on it. But what's more difficult to understand and to put a human face on is the machinations of the Clinton Foundation and Bill and Hillary Clinton, and it's much more difficult to trace exactly how that's working. I mean, we know that this guy, Frank Gustra, mining executive, donated to the Clinton Foundation. We know that Hillary Clinton, when she was Secretary of State, made decisions that appeared to favor his interests. But how can we actually call it out and sanction the people who are involved in these kinds of shenanigans? It's much more difficult. And that's why this new institutionalized corruption that I write about is so much more difficult to actually put a finger on, and it's so much more insidious and really dangerous in some ways because it's less visible.
I like the way you said it, less visible, and, you know, talking about that unaccountability. And do you think on the other side of this, as you dug deeper into it, is it just the idea that, well, I'm above it, I'm not going to get caught in the middle of this? Is it just become, this is what we do? And I say this with the Clintons, it's kind of like they're Teflon with this whole foundation thing, which in a way is shocking because you would think as you trace that back that there would be some repercussions, but yet nothing.
Well, what I find is that this behavior has become endemic, and it's across the board. It afflicts Democrats and Republicans. It afflicts elites. This seems to be the way they are operating, seems to be the modus operandi of today's top power brokers, and this is a new pattern. I mean, I'm a social anthropologist. I look at people and I look at the patterns that we collectively create with the organizations that we empower and the institutions that we trust or don't trust. And what I see is how things have changed quite dramatically over the past several decades, and most of us haven't even quite noticed it because things have changed so fast and furiously. But the end of the Cold War and the advent of the digital age and massive privatization have broken down barriers and created these new openings for elites to exercise their power and influence in a system that's more complex and opaque than ever. We talk about the information age, being in the information age, but what I find is that we have an information problem with these elite power brokers. Think about a small town. I grew up in a small town. We all know what everybody does, and we know that people play different roles professionally and personally vis-a-vis each other. You babysit your next-door neighbor's kids. The woman you babysit for might also have been your school teacher. Her husband might be the local banker. You know what people are doing and what they're up to. The problem with today's elite power brokers is it's very difficult to parse. I mean, look at the number of investigative reports that have come out with regard to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah.
And yet, to sort of sort out who is responsible for what and how it works is very difficult. I mean, I recently have been just looking, in my book, Unaccountable, I specify how today's power breakers operate. And one thing is that they employ these boundary blurring strategies. They set up you know, these overlapping roles. So you've got the Clinton Foundation. It's a nonprofit global initiative. Then you have all the businesses that Clinton advises for, and it's not clear where one ends and the other begins. And then you have celebrity branding, and you enlist others by appealing to their desire to bask in the brand. So you have these annual, Clinton Foundation has these annual dinners that people want to come to. They can bask in the brand, then they can call up favors, call upon favors later on. The Frank-Gustra Enterprise, the Clinton-Gustra Enterprise Partnership, that's one step removed from the Clinton Foundation, and donations come one step removed to it. So again, it's difficult to parse and sort out. And this is the case whether we're talking about the Clintons and these machinations, or whether we're talking about, say, retired generals and admirals who 20 years ago in this country predominantly used to stop working when they retired, or at least not continue to work in the defense industry. Today, predominantly, they continue to work in the defense industry, and that means that they can sit on a government advisory board and have continued access to classified and inside information at the same time that they're setting up a capital venture company, and they can use the information from that first role on the government advisory board for their own use in the capital venture or in consulting for defense companies. And I have a database of, you know, over 800 data points that we put together and the Boston Globe put together, which shows precisely this pattern. And what does this mean? We, the public, have an information problem. We can't know when what those generals are actually, when they're making decisions in the capacity of their private businesses, we can't know whether they're working on behalf of the public, whether they're playing on our team, or whether they're playing on their own team to make money. Same thing with the Clinton Foundation. Same thing with many academic economists who testify before congressional bodies and in the media. I mean, the University of Massachusetts Amherst study found that studied some of the most prominent economists whose names you would recognize and looked at what they were saying in the run-up to the 2008 financial crisis and after, what kinds of proposals and reform proposals they were advocating. And this study found that most of the time when these academic economists were testifying before Congress and pronouncing in the media, they identified themselves, were identified as professors from Harvard or Princeton or Yale or George Mason or what have you. And nowhere was it said, nobody said, and by the way, you know, he's also, or I'm also working for an investment bank. So, again, we, the public, have an information problem. We can't know whether that economist is speaking on behalf of the public, even though that is that's the impression we are getting when he's identified as an academic, or whether there's another agenda at play. So that's what I mean by unaccountable. There is more unaccountability now, unfortunately, built in to our system than there has been at any other time in living memory in the recent past.
Yeah, absolutely incredible stuff. Get it totally, especially, like you said, the information age with the amount of information that's slamming into us. All right, so Professor Riddell, thanks so much. Pick up the book, Unaccountable, How Elite Power Brokers Corrupt Our Finances, Freedom, and Security. Thanks so much.
You're most welcome.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Forget to check us out on kateontheroad.com. Very psyched about our next segment. We invite Nathan Reeder into the Lion's Den for Fruits and Nuts, Shred It and Bingo.
Bingo!
Ha ha! Bingo is right. Hey, Nathan, how you doing?
I made it.
I like that I made it.
You made it
into the Lion's Den. Nice.
Sweaty in right. here.
Yeah. You're going to like this first one. It totally goes along with that metaphor in a way. How about this? Paleontologists are slamming Jurassic World, calling the movie a major step backward for accuracy, saying it's not accurate. That it's going to make monster money at the box office this weekend, and it's good for, obviously, the studios, but it's brutal for paleontologists. They say, like James Kirkland, who's pretty well known, He's been involved in a ton of discoveries. In fact, 20 dinosaur discoveries. He says you deal with these inaccuracies over and over every time you give a talk. He would rather filmmakers focus on science and not making people believe that a T-Rex can't see you if you position yourself in the right way. Oh, I love this. Paleontologist furious over Jurassic World. What say you, Nathan Reeder?
Well, I say that franchise was a lot different when Michael Crichton was involved.
Oh, I love Michael Crichton. Oh, I read all his books.
Yeah, exactly. And that was what I think drew most people in, especially to the first part of the series, really, because he was trying to get it accurate. And, yeah, I did watch the trailer. It's a little different. I mean, it's big and it is fancy, but a little. I think that's bingo. It's
bingo.
Like a it's a long bingo. It's a okay. We yeah. It's been happening kind of bingo.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, it's movies, you know. Let's face it. And in a way, the paleontologist has a point. You probably don't know this about me, but I worked as a docent in Albuquerque, New Mexico when I was a television anchor woman. I mean, I was sort of a docent. I helped out the museum because I was so fascinated by dinosaurs, and I actually went out with a paleontologist out into the remote areas in New Mexico and saw some dinosaur tracks, and I was hooked. I thought it was just the coolest thing ever. I'm serious. I loved it. Thought it was so cool. And, of course, this was before Jurassic Park and all that. But, I don't know, you have to keep it in perspective. Hey, if it gets people interested in looking up things, kids, about dinosaurs, and then they can find out true things. Kids are smart. Then it might be a good thing.
Yep, it's not the kids that I think the paleontologists are worried about.
It's the others. The others. That's what it is. All right, so we move from that one to, you know, how about this? There's, in the 140 character world, cats playing the piano and dogs doing crazy things always seem to play well. Well, I just happened to see this story about a pig called Pickles. A little mini pig called Pickles. Who like to slurp ice cream. And apparently that's getting a lot of hits and it's, you know, flying around the internet. And I don't know. Are you turned on by the whole idea of the animals doing kind of crazy things? Do you think that's, I don't know. Do you think that's bingo, fruits and nuts?
I had to play that because I know the animals would say differently, but I mean, I still will watch it, okay? I still will scroll down my feed and linger longer than I would like to imagine myself lingering on videos of animals doing various cute and or close to cute things.
So then it is a bingo because it does make you stop, and no matter who you are, it does make you kind of stop, and that's why there's so many hits on the animals doing things like, you know, slurping ice cream, playing pianos, and all that kind of stuff.
It's like it's the most accessible voyeurism because it's the more regular behaviors that all animals have, and we get to look at them in our little glass human house here. It's so pretty out there. But
I'm gonna say bingo to that too, because I agree with you. I think that's what it is. It's like, oh, it's cute, you know, and a kid can look at it and relate to it. Or
I mean, especially, you know, the ones where it's the zoo pics where there was a really cute, like, helpless child standing right in front of this humongous cat beast, whapping at the glass behind it for 30 seconds. And mom laughing, holding the camera. But they watch it. I mean,
yeah, they watch it. I don't know. When I was a kid, if that happened to me, boy, I think I would have jumped back. I'm just saying, it probably would have scared me.
Well, in the videos, they, you know, there's so many angles. You can find it where the kid doesn't even pay attention to it happening.
Yeah, yeah, it's wild. All right, how about this? A popular sleep aid, they say, is taking CVS by storm. And what they're talking about is it's a natural sleep thing. And what we're talking about is of course, I think, the problem that people have, you know, a tough time getting a good night's sleep, especially people like you and I where we work different hours. You know, maybe we used to sleep like babies a long, long time ago, probably even before you and I were born. But it's a different culture that we live in now with things moving so fast. So there's this thing called Somnopore, and they say that it's a non-pharmaceutical sleep deal, and it is just being, it's, people are, you know, it's blown off the shelves. Everybody's like the number one natural aid in trying to get some sleep, and they say in a matter of 6 months, they say that it's got, what does it have? It's got, I've never had it. It has lemons. It's got lemons and natural ingredients like.
Natural ingredients
like lemon and I don't know what else. It just supposedly makes you stay in those cycles that you gently kind of drift off to sleep and you're not so agitated. And then people are swearing by it, that it's, you're not foggy, it's not habit forming, blah, blah, blah. And I suppose you can get it. I mean, obviously you could probably get it at any drugstore, but you don't feel exhausted when you wake up and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Natural melatonin, lemon balm. It's got chamomile in it, valerian extract.
Those sound like the things that people that already take things like melatonin would also
to go
add
to sleep.
To their diet anyway.
Yeah.
So if people can package it in one little pill that other people are swearing by because that's the only thing they have to buy or think about, then go for it. Show capitalism. It works, guys, with a good night rest.
Yeah, in one place. If you can't do it on your own by taking the other things like you say, then sure, bingo. Like you said, capitalism at work. There you go. Hey, I wanted to throw one more at you. How about these two girls in Overton, Texas? They were told to close a lemonade stand because they didn't have a permit. They said you have to go and buy a permit. That's ridiculous.
Yeah,
8 years old.
I'm sure they were. I'm sure they were just scaring away all of the business. Dangerous little girls.
Yeah, $150 for that permit.
Well, how much money were they making?
They were making like $20. They were selling like kettle corn for a dollar and lemonade for 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Yep, scalp them. Fruits and nuts and lemonade.
Yeah, fruits and nuts, baby. All right, Nathan Reeder, thanks so much, and thanks to all of you for listening to America Tonight.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.